Hello and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with As It Is. We are here 7 days a week to help you learn and improve your American English. Today, we will begin with some science news. Some ordinary citizens are now working with the U.S. Space Agency. They have found a new use for an old satellite. Then, we look to Brazil, where the world's largest rainforest, the Amazon, is being destroyed much faster than had been estimated. Now, here is part one. For the first time, the American Space Agency has given control of one of its spacecraft to a team of citizen scientists. The satellite was launched in 1978 and had not been active since 1997. But the citizen group has found a way to make it useful again. Christopher Cruz reports.
Space Agency scientists have a name for the satellite. It is known as the International Sun-Earth Explorer 3, or IC-3. IC-3 studied space weather beginning in the late 1970s. It also gathered information about particles flowing from the sun. These particles, also known as solar wind, can damage satellites and electrical systems and block radio signals. In the early 1980s, IC-3 was the first satellite to fly through the tail of a comet. A few years later, it flew through a much more famous comet, Halley's Comet. In 1997, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration officially retired IC-3. NASA scientists stopped following the satellite closely. Keith Cowing did not, however. He is a former NASA engineer, and he is one of the leaders of a group called the Reboot Project. The group received permission from NASA to take control of IC-3. It got money for the effort from a crowdsourcing website, a place on the internet where people can give money to projects they support. Mr. Cowing then organized a group of citizen scientists to take control of the satellite and give it a new purpose.
Every few years, somebody would, you know, listen to it just as an exercise to see how good their radio telescope was. So we knew based on what people were hearing, because they were sort of listening as it was going to come by the Earth. We knew it was alive, because if we could hear it, that meant it had electricity, which meant its solar cells were working, and it had two transmitters. So that's kind of two of the most important things. You have power and talk to the spacecraft.
But IC-3 is not equipped with a computer. So the Reboot Project looked through old records to find ways to communicate with it. Mr. Cowing and his team built a new transmitter, a device that can send signals or commands. They placed this transmitter on the world's largest radio telescope at the Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico. Soon, they were talking to the satellite, and the satellite was talking to them.
We had to send tones to the spacecraft to tell it to do things, and we did that on the 29th of May. And we said, in essence, respond back, and it answered back.
But the team had a bigger goal than just talking to the satellite. They wanted to tell IC-3 to enter a new orbit around the Earth. When NASA retired the satellite in the late 1990s, scientists told it to travel to the moon.
At first, we actually got the engines to fire to spin the spacecraft up a little bit, which everybody thought was impossible. But eventually, we reached a point where there was a problem with the fuel system that there just wasn't enough gas to build up enough pressure to fire the engine. Everything else worked in the spacecraft. It flew by the moon about 13, 14,000 kilometers away. We didn't really change its course all that much, but the difference is now it's sending back science to us.
Years after it no longer had any fuel or battery power, solar cells on the satellite gave it life. IC-3 worked for so long because its design was so simple. Mr. Cowing says information from the satellite is free and can be seen online by anyone. IC-3 will not be this close to Earth again until 2029. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to VOA, the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Brazil is home to the world's largest rainforest, the Amazon. A rainforest is a kind of forest that receives at least 254 centimeters of rain each year. But the Brazilian government recently said the Amazon rainforest is being destroyed faster than had been estimated. Deforestation is the destruction of forests and wooded areas. Jonathan Evans says Brazilian officials recently announced that deforestation of the Amazon increased by 29% in 2013. That is a large increase after gains that have taken place since 2009.
Information collected in late 2013 by Brazil's Space Research Center showed signs that deforestation was increasing again. Researchers studied data from July 2012 to July 2013. The information showed that 5,891 square kilometers of forest had been cleared in the Brazilian Amazon area. Many scientists say fighting the destruction of the Amazon rainforest is very important to reduce the effects of global warming. Global warming is an increase in temperatures around the world caused by gases that trap heat in the Earth's atmosphere. Experts say worldwide deforestation is responsible for 15% of the heat-trapping gases released into the atmosphere each year. The Amazon is also home to many different kinds of plants and animals. Experts say the Amazon holds billions of species that scientists have not studied. The largest increases in deforestation took place in the states of Pará and Mato Grosso. That is an area where most of Brazil's farming takes place. More than 1,000 square kilometers of forest has been removed in those two states. One reason for the increase in deforestation is the rise in illegal logging, the cutting down of trees without official permission. Officials say big projects such as the building of roads and hydroelectric dams for electric energy also play a part in deforestation. The Brazilian government began keeping records of deforestation in 2004. Almost 30,000 square kilometers of rain.